Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Michael, MMA Legal.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Mr. Palmer.
It is, yeah.
Hi Craig, my name's Michael, I'm calling from MMA Legal, so we're the law firm. How can you just fucking read this case?
No worries.
How are you, sir?
Fine.
Fantastic. Sorry Craig, I was meant to try and call you back a little earlier. I've just been stuck on calls, all day with my own client, so they suffer services as well, so I do apologise, I'm running a little late today. Just to let you know, Craig, all my calls are recorded, or all our calls are recorded for training on some purposes. My role here in MMA is part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence on your behalf, Craig.
Okay.
So that's right into obviously social services and educational authorities and National Records Scotland. For the care settings that you were in.
Yeah.
But my role is also just to get to know you a bit better as well, Craig, and just trying to understand, you know, how the trauma you faced as a child, how that had an effect on you, into your adult life, whether that be, you know, stuff like an evidence, like being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, any sort of PTSD, if you had any sort of issues with substance or alcohol, what are they do, Craig, is that right, you know, GPs, NHS plus any sort of rehabilitation centres or addiction charities, and I've gathered that information for you, and I've sent that to obviously the Scottish Police as proof and an accurate picture of not only, you know, Craig Palmer in the care, but also Craig because of what happened to them in care as well. They have to take that into consideration, Craig, when they're deliberating on our case. So it's just about, you know, gathering as much evidence as I can for you so I can give you the best possible chance. So I will have to ask you some tough questions, Craig. I've got a password on the account, so that's all ranges, just obviously to verify it is me and my team dealing with your case. I am very, very sorry. Genuinely sorry for having to ask you these questions, Craig, so I do apologize in advance. Do you or have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression, anxiety or PTSD?
I've been depression tablets for 20 years now.
Is that depression or is that depression and anxiety or is it just the, you know, the depression
side? Just depression, sir. Just parts and pieces through my life, you know what I mean?
Starting on foundations of unsteady care and then to then be abusing care, it's a wonder that you're only on depression side. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance, okay?
I did die of alcohol, yet. I don't drink because the tablets I'm on kind of stuff now.
Okay. Did you ever have issues in the past or you just never drank?
No, I drank for since I came out of care. I get flung away into the wilderness basically, so I had to fend for myself, you know what I mean? I've been in my family at the time. Yeah, so I didn't know my real family. So, just going into the world and just trying to make the best of it, you know what I mean? So, there's no look today, you know what I mean? Just doing the road.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to yield to question three. I am so sorry for having to ask you this one. The one that I'm very done with asking. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Craig?
I did.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm so sorry.
No worries. Oh, I've only said that. I've got a family now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you end up in hospital for that attempt?
No.
Did you know about?
Just anyway, I don't know why he was looking at me.
Yeah. Did you end up, have you spoke to your GP since about the suicide attempt?
The story's not true. But the patient came on to my finding my real mother.
Yeah.
He's now dead anyway, but 35 years ago, the homes had all this information, but I was never allowed it. And so when I eventually found my mother, for some reason, I don't know, I just got into a depression kind of thing.
You sure that he called your mum by the time you found out who she was?
Pardon?
Was he for sure already?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
She just did. She passed away 6 years ago.
Okay. Now, did you form a relationship with your mum before she passed?
I did.
How was that for you?
It wasn't very good because I didn't know how to take aspects that she kept on bringing herself for, and if you know what I mean, she was not a choice of putting into everything to if I was born. She just kept on apologising, and it made me worse. I'm sorry for what happened and all that kind of nonsense, but it's not her fault. Oh, that's the way I don't know. I mean, it's the way I don't know. I mean, I'm not going in.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to write TTP. I'm going to get all of the audio and file issues on record. Obviously tie that back to, past trauma.
Yeah.
Can I take your GP details, please? Go.
Dr. Nathan.
Can I just have the GP details, please? Go.
My GP now?
The practice details.
The practice is Barhead Health Centre.
That's double R.
Yeah. Double R, yet.
And 213 Main Street, Barhead, Glasgow.
That's it.
Okay. Let's just check if this has got down already. How long have you been there?
I've been there for like 30 years. We've been to 30 different doctors in that time, but I've always been there.
Okay.
So that's
1996.
It used to be called the Oaks Medical Centre, but now it's Barhead Health Centre.
Okay. So I'll write to you, GP. I'll write to the social services. Of the care settings you're in. Is she known as Craig Palmer in care?
His name is Craig David Palmer. They give me the middle name.
Yeah, I've got you there. Yeah. Okay. So I'll write to the care, the social services. When I get that information back, hey, do you want me to share that with you, sir?
Yes.
Okay. do say just when it comes back into our office, I make copies. I'll send you absolutely anything that I get. We'll go through that together. That's not going to be a quick turnaround, Craig. It's going to manage expectations.
Of course.
That could take nearly up to 10 months.
Yeah, of course.
We'll go through it together, buddy. We'll make sure that you're happy with the evidence that we've gathered. There's nothing missing. We'll go through all of your statements.
Yeah.
Make sure you're happy with everything that's in the statement. We'll then pin your medical records to your claim. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. Just to let you know what we've done so far, Craig, is we've gave them notice. We've lodged a complaint, if you like. So they've, you know, ran over your, had a look over your case, looked over the TSF and drew in, scanned over your statement, and gave us an application number. I mean, you know, they've accepted, if you like, the complaint. They've recognised us MMA as a law firm. And also, what we've told them, Craig, is, you know, don't start working on our case, because yet we are going to provide you with support and evidence. Which is obviously the support, the more supporting evidence that we get, you know, the better chance you have. So we'll do our final submission, you and I. We'll submit everything we've got, through the Scottish Redress team. We then await what's called the panel date, Mr. Palmer. So it's when a panel of individuals who are the or assess our case. Both done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then hopefully from there, Craig, we get you the, or we will get you the recognition that you deserve. And hopefully then offer the financial compensation as well, Mr. Palmer.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for me, Craig, about my role and what I'm going to do over the next?
No, no, really, it's kind of summed up. As explained to the other person, the phone, obviously you'll get the details from them as well, when it's talking to
I was
in the three homes, any care homes anyway, but the main one that things happened to and whatever is this hook, a picture house one, so
she's 1976 to 1991.
Sure, right.
Okay, I've got all your statements here. I've got everything. I just want to go back one step with you, Craig. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, and we, as a law firm, are about to embark on probably our largest body of work for you, which is, you know, this next 10 months of life is life. I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. I do need to run through it with you on this recorded compliance call, if you like. You've probably been through it with Jenna.
She's been a bit. Thank you.
So just to let you know, Craig, you can actually apply for the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. That would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. So that's an option for you, and that's entirely up to yourself. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms in England and Scotland, Craig, who will help you apply to the Scottish law, Scottish visa, and they won't or don't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Craig, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. Part of the government legal fee scheme, where they get a £2,000 subsidy per client, whether that client wins, loses, or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss or go into, you know, what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, what they don't or won't do for you. All I can tell you, sir, is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We've rejected them multiple times. Don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to them either. We want to make sure we're totally impartial. But I'm partial, I mean, you know, from their point of view, but 100% on all your side, obviously. What we do with our clients like yourself is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. And what that means, Craig, is obviously you win, you lose together. And so, in order as a business, and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance. So our fees are capped at 20%, 16% plus VAT. So what does that mean? That means that no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, Craig, you will never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. On the no fee side of the no win, no fee contract, because you've been through such emotional turmoil throughout your life because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure or financial duress if we are unsuccessful with your case, Mr. Palmer. So what that means is if we don't get you compensation, you will not pay us any money. It will never come out of your pocket, but our insurance cover, our insurance policy will cover all of our fees.
Yeah,
that okay, Craig?
Definitely.
Do you understand those two options I've just given you, sir?
Yes, I'm very happy to go with your third one, your own one. Yep.
Thank you very much. Just to let you know, Craig, you signed a fee agreement with us on the 19th of March.
Yeah.
You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from that date. What that means is you can change your mind up until day 14, rip your paperwork up and walk away from us as a law firm and pursue this case however which way you want to.
Yeah.
If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, Craig, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively...
I'm well aware of that now.
If you're happy with us,
Okay.
You have the right to raise that 14-day cooling off period, Craig, and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
You just track on,
Look, Craig, you've got my number now. I'm your grand family case worker, please, at the very end. Save my number, my name's Michael. Give me a call, leave me a message, leave me a voice message, I'll get right back to you. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details and an outline of our filter. And I'll participate with you every 2 to 4 weeks, either with a phone call or by an email and letting an alarm getting on.
Brilliant.
Okay, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
I'll be speaking to you. Craig, do you have any questions for me?
No, I have not. Yes.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
Bye now. Bye now.